go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day to us all. Join us on the phones, toll free. Doesn't cost you nothing. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I think I wrecked something back here, man.
What are you doing, man?
I don't know. I just touched the computer and it jumped out and grabbed me. And next thing I know, I'm no longer part of the Zoom meeting.
You're so ugly, you broke Zoom, Crudy.
Come on. I'm sexy. You know, other months of the year, you can talk trash about my lack of good looks, but it is my birthday month.
Wait, didn't we just determine yesterday that this is the exact month to actually, you know, go down that road?
Oh, talk the most trash. You know, it's supposed to be hot and sunny. I'm going to get all tanned and look good for like 2 months a year, like I do.
Well, you get a little color, then you'll peel like a banana, and then you'll be all sensitive just in time.
Okay, likely that I will peel. But, you know, anyways, is there some politics you want to do, Dom?
Oh, I don't know. Besides the AOC in Loudermilk, it's really hard to digest it, man. Honestly, I'm pretty mad about it. And I guess I should not be surprised that, you know, these Republican
don't drive angry.
That's what they do. I guess, what would you do? You're going to, you know, get asked one time, oh, absolutely. I totally brought some megas through and they were taking pictures of, you know, exits and stairwells and tunnels and wearing mega hats, you know, because they were preparing for their protest / insurrection the next day with weapons and spears affixed with the American flag. I guess I don't expect Loudermilk or didn't expect him to say that right off the bat. But the blatant lie, I mean, to your face lie, to
was me.
People, to us. Yeah, it is just, it's so supremely offensive. And it's not just, you know, were you speeding, were you drinking?
But
he
strongly denied it.
It is, you know, that he's so outraged by, you know, you woke lefty commies to, you know, possibly accuse that would do something like that. When then, of course, comes to find out that, yes, yeah, actually you did. So that one's a little hard for me to get over, man. And perhaps it's because of this long, drawn out, you find out more. Oh, yeah, but. They have absolutely zero moral character whatsoever. You know, he's claimed to be a men and women of God and all this BS and supporting the Constitution and this is for the American people. As mentioned, you know, if these folks had their way, apparently AOC would have all of her hair pulled out, Mike Pence would be hung, and Nancy Pelosi would be dead. And what kind of America are you looking at where that activity is allowed? When that is allowed after you lose an election, after we went through the freest and fairest and most secure election in our history, after you had 62 court cases and you lost 61 of them, and the one you won in Pennsylvania didn't change the 80,000 votes that Biden won by. All it did was not allow for any days further than the 3 established for people to come in and show their ID on their ballots. So we went through this. You went through all the process. You went through everything you could possibly do, and you lost. And it's what you're so, your white fragility is so hard to imagine that you could possibly lose, that you go and you organize an insurrection. You lie to your constituents. You lie to the American people nonstop about what your activities were. And we got to wait a year and a half for these videos to come out with the select committee. And the Capitol Police, what the hell are you talking about? This administration, a House Administration Committee, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, every one of these people needs to be drug in front of a committee under oath or something.
How about a grand jury, man? Let's skip the committee on the co-conspirators.
Let's do this.
Let's do this, people. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. So kind of a definition of even comfort to the insurrectionists, I mean, is what we're seeing for a lot of this stuff, including some of the people that are, you know, giving the limited information on what the Capitol Police knew or, you know, saw in those videos. That should be asked about as well. That God bless the Capitol Police that stood up to the insurrectionists on January 6th. But, I mean, that what the heck administration decision is in that officialdom there is saying, well, there's nothing to see here, you know, they weren't really doing that. Well, no, they got photographic.
Right. Can we see those committee minutes, Mark? You know what I mean? Was there a meeting? Was there something? I mean, how did they make that determination? Because I'm pretty sure that the J6 committee didn't have to dig that hard.
No, they didn't. I mean, and they wouldn't have been, you know, for these fools to be saying this stuff, all this didn't happen, you know, that, you know, like Loudermilk will say, well, this, see, you're accusing me of this, and it didn't really happen. The J6 committee knows. They wouldn't be saying this. They wouldn't come out and say that this happened. You asked for a pardon unless you asked for a pardon. I mean, we should have a whole list of everybody who intonated they wanted a pardon, because that is indicative to me that you committed a crime.
I mean, if you're giving out pardons, I'm just going to tell you, put me down for a pardon as well, because you never can tell. You know, just one of those blanket Trump pardons.
Yeah, and I don't know. And you guys are both golden gods, but just keep your shirts on, please. But
no promises, man. It's a birthday month, Mark.
That sounds like a challenge, Mark.
Shirts and pants optional, Mark.
I know
Thanks
you watch
call,
on
man.
Facebook, so I may I may do that the rest of the show.
We're all going to streak the quad.
We're following Becky.
Can I read a quick quote as we go to break here?
Sure.
This quote, remember when they had the anonymous op-ed in 2018? Let me read this quickly. We believe our first duty is to this country, and the president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. That is why many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office. The root of the problem is the president's amorality. Anyone who works with him knows he is not moored to any discernible first principles that guide his decision-making. He has no morals. And those that would work for him, that are co-conspirators, even if the boss said, hey, I got this crazy idea, let's do it. If you said, sure, boss, let's do it. But you're breaking laws, that's still criminal. And they should all not go before the J6 and grand jury. When's it going to be Merrick Garland Day up in here? Then we're celebrating like it's a Friday. Come back. More Devil's Advocate. Still a hump day.
The guy was very, very angry and tired, and he wants to go home.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
That guy.